Note, this email subject and text in this email might be lengthy to some. INSA allowing these standards of address to be said, this text has been transcribed to spoken voice text narrative. It is in OGG format and stored in the following directory and file URL. Click on this URL and follow along with the read copy for your easy input of these extremely serious community and neighbor concerns in these matters. Thank you. http://webdomains.realupHuman.net/subdiocese.org/please-respond-a-response-of-responsibility.org. Deacon Steve, my neighbor. Before I get into the issue at hand, would you please link to these YouTube video presentations that I have placed shortcuts from my own internet domain? 1. The Disinterestedness of Christ's Sympathy by Octavius Winslow 1862, 32 minutes 15 secs. Note the theme of providing ourselves to our neighbors in the last one-third of the presentation. If you go onto YouTube and search for Octavius Winslow, you will see quite a spread of available popular works from him posted by many. I am just one of these many in this title shown here. Please also do not insult me somehow and tell me that you do not have time to perform these requests. 2. Excerpt words of Pope Francis' call to our nation in front of Congress September 2015 5 minutes 23 secs. The URLs in these links are expanded technology links described below. They are very much valid and auto-redirect to two different YouTube videos. Don't worry, my internet domains are all cleared by SiteAdvisor as safe to browse. At grewup.net is in the category of education, reference. http://siteadvisor.com/sitereport.html. URL equals grewup.net. Screenshot 15 May 2019 at 9:15:37 PM, display 1.png. If you prefer to be in writing, I will provide them here. Closing square bracket. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percher, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world, "To what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone." This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. Closing square bracket. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take the place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Niansapo Wisdom Not Underscore Design. Here is where we get into a surprised expression as I attempted to read and share these words to Kathy in the car as we were coming home from church. She expresses to me that the words I was reading were paraphrased here too, lofty and big complex for her, even though they're exact words of Pope Francis. I just discussed this with my mother, and she said they were above her intelligence is the way she was presenting her resistance to listening to these words and applying them into one's life. As I was reading them directly, only had quoted a single line from them. So I switched to the YouTube video presentation of these words that I have put together. I hope that you do not have such an off mark putting the opinion of Pope Francis's words that he called to our nation's response of responsibility for doing God's work. But if that really is too difficult for you to respond onto my calling for a better community, then I cannot see why I came back from a trip to Sacramento to the Medical Board of California to follow through with the complaint of why my HIV doctor abandoned my HIV care here in San Bernardino from the clinic of Borrego Health. There is no reason why this situation should be left broken and not addressed and fixed. When I left on Thursday, I was not ever coming back. Why am I here if I do not have the true supportive solution-bearing actions of family, friends, and neighbors? You did listen and watch the video on the disinterestedness of Christ's sympathy. The shortcuts that are at these links are very much valid. They use a technology spec available to internet domains that most web admins have disabled. It is called dynamic subdomain URL addressing. The defined namespace is open definable for up to about 250 characters. Memes, persons, places, addresses, things, ideas, and more can be defined in valid URL addressing. Such as http://dcon-steve-serum.teresa-nelson.the-world-is-just-opening-r-hearts.we-need-to-let-the-light-of-god.and.jesus-in-live.technology-moral-agency-applies.community.grew-up.net/29. Once again, the shortcuts that are appearing in this email are valid. I responded directly to this referral, which so far has gotten no response from you, Deacon Steve. From Teresa Nelson, mail to mnt.nelson1@verizon.net. Sent May 1, 19, 2:50 p.m. to Deacon Steve Serum. Subject, referral. Hi Steve. I would recommend Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs. They're a really strong advocate group and can probably give him some guidance. He is certainly not alone about how AIDS patients are treated, and having a good clinic support place is so important. They may have to travel, but it is worth it. I have not had any recent contact with LA AIDS Project, but they were never as strong as the one in Palm Springs for obvious reasons. There is a much larger HIV/AIDS community in the desert. 760-323-2118 Desert AIDS Project number. Have them go to the website. They have a large staff, including social worker and psychology and case management. Hope he gets some good support, so important to his wellness. See you tonight. Teresa. I provided in detail the Glassdoor reviews for Desert AIDS Project in my last reply. These reviews details that place the referral as one of the agencies having problems and not one of the solutions that can discuss these issues to bring them forward to a better community working for excellence. I had a 5-week Twitter direct message chat conversation that has been recorded with Sue Lowe, digital content manager. In the beginning, she was apologetic of other agencies blocking me on social media. In the end, I pressed for her agency to respond a response of responsibility. I was reaching out of the area for some possibility that this agency could be independent of the hate paradigm that I encountered in Denver with an 11-month hate and harassment retaliation campaign targeted against me. Ms. Lowe ended up blocking me on Twitter just like the rest. What happened in Denver? Are you going to allow the haters to win too? It would not be until 2 weeks after I left the Denver area to San Bernardino that the Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, appear on Glassdoor. You can read them for yourself. This after I was evicted from community influence, persecution, filed against me in HIV housing on November 30, 2016, the day before World AIDS Day. I was living in my car homeless, trying to get a sensible, rational response from the agency. It was on July 6, 2017 when I recorded a Facebook Live video naming the regional director Jaime Villalobos' second-tier leadership as the puppeteer of this hate campaign targeted against me for his very odd behavior the day before as I was there to collect some documents outside of their office. This was when he revealed to me, he slipped, and showed his seething hate toward me instead of his disinterestedness, or impartiality, involved in my case management actions. In the Glassdoor reviews, it mentions that two employees quit. One of these two staff persons that quit was my second case manager. You may reflect upon this Google Business site page URL below that I hacked, provided Google the underlying story. This was done from this location here in San Bernardino and requires a business postcard validation code process to be sent to the physical business address, which of course I could not receive. In that Google placed this map's business, published status, listing which remains active to interact with current Google reviews placed, you may want to question the morality of this and why perhaps I have the moral agency and the conscience already, I just need some additional support from my family, friends, neighbors, and community to push this into a weighty truth discussion and remedy. https://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site Link to that Google Business site page that is interfaced onto Google Maps. Note the emoji present is this, loudly crying face. Image.png. Loudly crying face emoji. Loudly crying face, loudly crying face. A yellow face with an open mouth wailing and streams of heavy tears flowing from closed eyes. May convey inconsolable grief but also other intense feelings, such as uncontrollable laughter or overwhelming joy. Not to be confused with face with tears of joy, face with tears of joy. There is also a QR scan code displayed on that results, hacked version, business sites listing page. The result of that QR link is, for all of the world to receive the truth, in the name of my case manager's folder on my domains that quit her job as mentioned in the Glassdoor reviews. Do you need any further details to paint this picture of dysfunction and disorder that is harming our HIV communities everywhere, across the nation? http://meme.gruup.net/percent23cramobone-the.good/fadumo.adan@coloradohealthnetwork.org/okuncercameron.grant-percent23herefoyuno-fadumo.adan.mp3 The Google reviews for Foothill AIDS Project locally is found, OK Google, Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. Don't just trust this information in this email, I would not lie to you, but reaffirm and confirm the truth to this, I beg you to actually respond a response of responsibility for a change Sir Deacon Steve along with Teresa Nelson who somehow has Desert AIDS Project immune to this disorder and I have them directly in the midst of a conspiracy. This is showing on Glassdoor, region to region, as a nationally systemic problem. Don't kill the messenger, I did not write these reviews and details onto our information society. I am just here passing the message onto those who could actually help me do something about it, or do you condone the hate? Do you not respect and call the words of Pope Francis into view? Do you not have the courage to that demands that we confront every form of polarization that would divide this into the two classes of persons living with HIV, AIDS, the righteous, the innocent, and the sinners, the dirty? ? Do you consider that issues involving persons with HIV, AIDS are separate from the words of Pope Francis and allows this situation to continue to the unnecessary and preventable hashtag hive deaths that are actually occurring in our nationally covered HIV communities? I am told that Mr. Jacobson here is a member of the overseeing agency organization of funding and policy enacted locally down upon the regional agency here of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. That makes this review internal of the system, not external of some angry HIV client. Foothill AIDS Project 670 N Arrowhead Avenue Suite AB San Bernardino CA3 Reviews Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 Review. A year ago. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. #WordStolovby http://steve-serum.teresa-nelson.the-world-is-just-opening-our-hearts.we-need-to-let-the-light-of-god.and.jesus-in-our-lives.community.group.net/26. On YouTube. Hashtag #WordStolabi1750s Expanded Citations Version Standards of Excellence 5 minutes 24 sec. YouTube. Written page. http://steve-serum.teresa-nelson.the-world-is-just-opening-our-hearts.we-need-to-let-the-light-of-god.and.jesus-in-our-lives.technology-and-moral-agency-applies.community.group.net/words-to-live-by/. How can this be any more obvious? Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom. Go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things, make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart. Forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words. Thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate. And then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. Anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate. By Henry Southgate 1862. http://books.google.com/books. id=50ACAAAQAAJ. Spring up and lay strong on him who made thee. That would be God. Closing square bracket. It is not the fact that this referral to Desert AIDS project was offered, but for the fact, you did not respond to my redirecting emails that bring forward my disappointment so far in this neighborly advice interface you are holding with me. That was disappointing, Steve, as my neighbor. I left town to never come back because of this ingrained attitude that is pervasive in our culture and society. Time for something new. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/desert-aids-project-reviews-e25926-1.htm. Desert AIDS Project Reviews. Found 5 reviews. 2.9. Desert AIDS Project CEO David Brinkman. David Brinkman. 1 ratings. October 6, 2018. Desert AIDS Project logo. Community health. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full time. Pros. Beautiful building, meet great people. Cons. This is the worst place I ever worked. They speak of self-care, yet cause you stress. Management pretends to care when they are in your face. No need to complain, nothing gets done. The only way to deal with them is by hiring a layer to get their attention. Advice to management. Learn how to manage. June 27, 2017. Helpful, 1. Desert AIDS Project logo. Manager. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time for more than 4 years. Pros. They have parties all the time to make you feel better about all the chaos of management. Cons. Senior management is not a cohesive team, nor do they work together to support the agency. The extreme behaviors of senior management is tolerated and those impacted just have to deal with the stress of these people. The level of unprofessional engagement is remarkable. You have to fight an uphill battle to get anything accomplished and upper management just lets it all happen. Talented staff come and go because leaders' attitudes are tolerated and other directors have to cope with these extreme behaviors and stress. Show less. Advice to management. Stop letting amazing talented people be sucked up by these intolerable behaviors. You bring in great talent and make them deal with such behavioral attitudes. It's not okay just because they're taking HIV medications that others have to deal with these extreme behaviors and stress of the colleagues. October 20, 2015. Helpful, 5. Desert AIDS Project logo. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time for more than 4 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. End of Glassdoor highlighting problematic reviews for Desert AIDS Project. What I need is someone to actually take into their heart and soul the words of Pope Francis that I call upon you all, take the Octavius Winslow's words into reference on how to apply actions and efforts onto our neighbors, and finally the 1750s words to live by that are in many citation publications of the day in the chapter titles of Secrets to Happiness. That is what we must do here. Thank you. James Martin Driscoll. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405-909-882-8759. Peace Building Website. http://growup.net Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. A Peace Building, Truth Affirming, at realuphuman.net, Dishonesty Confronting, Trust Binding Networking Ideal. Thank you, O kind sirs. https://growupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site. At growup.net, peacebuilding website headquarters. School in San Bernardino, http://awesomecramobonplayroom.school/basishumanides/. Opening at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Header image for the site. Updates. Posted on January 21, 2018. Website https://www.beyondintractability.org.